Okay, hi everybody. I thought that I would go ahead and record some housekeeping information and just talk about stuff that's been on my mind, kind of an update. So, I'll probably end up typing this too. So if you're listening to what I'm rambling about, hi. Thank you for being here. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about is commission info and pricing and all of that, and the lack of information I have about it. I first off just want to say thank you. I am so shocked that people like what I do enough to commission me. That's crazy. And as for pricing, I'm brand new to this. Kind of as a listener, I've only been a listener for about 2 months and, an uploader for a month, and I have no idea what people usually charge. I've asked and got two, three, four very different answers from each other, so I have no idea where I'd even begin. And also, I think I have a pretty low self-worth, which is sad, but I feel like I would just feel so guilty for charging people and the thought that they wouldn't like it, Like that would break me. And I want you guys to like what I do, and especially if you're paying me, I don't think I could. I know, I just can't bring myself to do it right now, and I hope that's okay. I'm hoping that in the future I'll, get more informed and make some decisions on what my pricing will be that is fair to you as, a buyer and me as a performer. Because I don't want to overcharge, but I don't want to be undercharging either because, it does take time and I just want to make people happy. And yeah, and I'm sorry that if you wanted a commission and I haven't really got back to you about it, I've been thinking about this ever since somebody asked me for the first time, and I think I'm just at the realization that I'm not where I need to be to feel confident to meet commissions. And I'm sorry for that answer, but it's just the truth. I don't want anybody paying for work that I'm not in love with, and I don't know. I'm sure anybody would like it, but I'm just worried for me and the guilt I would feel if I sent out like a mediocre commission, even if it's like mediocre only to me. I don't know. I hope you understand. But yeah, I eventually do want to get to that point. I've been looking into Lovesense toys. They're like toys people can control on the app. And like in my mind, that sounds so fun. Like, whoa, like little sessions or something. I don't know. Would anybody be interested in that? Eventually, not now. I think I'm too shy. But maybe in the future, that would be fun and something to look forward to. But yeah, I guess that's all about commissions. And then my second point I wanted to say is Twitter. I did make a Twitter. It's private email just because I had to end up leaking my phone number, and I'm just like super paranoid that somebody from school is gonna accidentally see me in their recommended. And even though I did delete my phone number after it made me verify, I'm just like paranoid. It'll be unprivated soon. I am accepting everyone that I see though. So that like obviously isn't somebody I go to school with or something. So yeah, I know I'm being paranoid about that, but yeah, just be patient and I'll accept the follower request if your account's not private as well, just because, like, I'm scared. And the reason, this is kind of like the third and final thing I wanted to touch on is, I recently joined voice artist, Twitter land. It's been so scary. Like, can I just say, oh my gosh, like, this past week, or few days even, has been so many people getting, like, quote-unquote exposed for, like, their behaviors, which is, like, amazing that people are coming forward with their stories. Like, I applaud everyone who does so because, you know, that can be scary to go against voice artists and performers, especially, like, some of them are, like, huge names within the community. So this is just me saying, as a listener, be safe. As a performer, if you upload yourself, be safe. Know that us performers are human too. And mistakes are going to happen. But hold us accountable anyways. And, you know, as a listener, hold yourself accountable. Make sure you're staying safe. Make sure that every interaction you have with a performer, you leave feeling good and happy, not like, oh my gosh, like, what is that person up to? They said X, Y, and Z. They said they're manipulative. Manipulative? I think that's how you say it. I don't know. But you know what I mean. It's just scary. Stay safe. Obviously, support your favorite performers and support those coming out with their stories about, you know, people in the community that have done a lot of harm. So, this is rambly. I just wanted to touch on a few things. I wanted to record an audio today, but I'm kind of like blanking on what I should record. So, oh, I ordered a new outfit. So, hopefully I can get in the swing of taking pictures again. Believe it or not, I'm really insecure. I have to be in, like, the exact right mood to take photos, and I take literally hundreds of photos to upload, like, one mediocre one. So, I'm working on it. Let me know anything you want to see from me, and I hope you guys are all staying safe.